You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's David, and we are continuing to talk about WNBA draft prospects here. And one of the more interesting combo guards out there is Duke's Jasmine Thomas. And if it's one person that knows about guards, Rosalind Golden Woodie from Stanford and now broadcasting from ESPN and has played against and covered Jasmine before. Welcome to the show, Roz.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So, Roz, Jasmine Thomas is one of those interesting players that you're not really sure where she's going to fit as they go forward because she's got a lot of skills, but she doesn't necessarily excel at any one in particular other than on the defensive end.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. I do think that if there's a need for speed, that she'd fit in anywhere. However, I think, as you said, she's a jack of all trades. If there's one thing she should really look to improve on in the offseason is really consistently knocking down not only three-pointers but pull-ups. She actually has a pretty all-around game as someone who had to have guarded her. I remember having to play her very honestly. You know, you would like to sag, but she can pop a pull-up jump shot in your face. And actually this season she's shooting 39% from three. So, I mean, that's an improvement over the course of her career.
Now, one of the things that I wonder about as a point guard is, you know, her assist to turnovers was not very good. Now, we all know that Duke has struggled offensively, especially with their posts. Having played against her, do you think her handle is good enough to be able to play at a point guard position in the WNBA?
Well, I think this is what's key with handle. I mean, is she able to go past people? Does she have to stand out there and, you know, play with the ball? I think the most efficient point guards are those who do the least and go north to south on defenders. So with her speed, if she's able to change speeds on a defender, go north to south, she's going to be just fine in the pros. I mean, there's the physical nature of the WNBA certainly steps up, and the athletic ability steps up once you move from college to the WNBA. But she's got some natural ability, and she just needs to learn to harness that more so than playing with the ball out in the free court.
And, of course, her defense has always been sterling, and that's something that you always need to have some defense in WNBA.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, she's in a defensive unit. It is somewhat frightening to play against the Duke defense. You know, on top of them being long, athletic, they're very aggressive. They try to create really bad angles for opposing teams and get deflections, get steals, force turnovers, bad passes, such like that, and then score in transition off of that. And so what I'm pointing out is that Duke has a very system defense. And so Jasmine Thomas, on her own, spearheads that, certainly is the heart and soul of that. You know, I think of the WNBA, I don't know if she'll be on a team that'll mimic exactly what Duke does defensively. However, she certainly is someone who can hold her own by herself one-on-one.